sort of balance in, you know, the chance to talk to you, to ask you a couple questions on the game from Sunday, but also, you know, knowing that you're focused on the Bills. So starting with the Bills, what do you see from them defensively, you know, that challenges you?
I think, first of all, it's a pretty sound group. They, Coach Wonstadt, we've played against them a number of times in the past, and it's always a group that he's got all 11 guys playing on the same page on every play. They do a good job of getting their calls, you know, communicated and played the way they wanted to play. They're an aggressive team up front. They don't have to blitz you to create pressure, which I think is always something that, you know, defensively, you know, that's a big plus, and, you know, something we have to do a good job of taking care of, because they got a, you know, really good front four. They rotate some guys in there that also play well behind the starting group, so that they keep them fresh. They get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So play a lot of tight coverage in the secondary, which, you know, that going hand in hand with the pressure that they can create on the quarterback presents problems. And, you know, they make you block them on every snap. They make you get a hat on them in the front seven, you know, on every play in the running game, because they got active linebackers, and they make you get open against tight coverage. So it'll be a big challenge for us, you know, in all phases of the game on Sunday.
And Josh, just one looking back on Sunday night, just sort of the fourth quarter and the final two drives. I know you went over them, you know, yesterday. When you look back on those, did you feel that maybe it was too conservative in terms of the calls, or did you feel like the calls were good and it was more of an execution thing?
I think we always try to go out there and do the right thing on every series, whether it be the end of the game or the beginning of the game. And, I think our group on offense, there was some things that we did better against Baltimore. And then there's definitely, you know, some things that, you know, certainly at this point in the season, we still need to improve on a lot of things. And, you know, I always come out of the game and say, you know, maybe if I didn't make that call, maybe if I made another call, it could have helped the situation. And I'm sure that there's, you know, there's always things we can do better on the field once the call has been made too. So I think it's a collective effort. You're always trying to run what you think gives your team the best chance to be successful. And the players are obviously trying to execute it, to make it go. So, you know, we didn't do enough offensively to finish the game, and we didn't do enough offensively to end the game with the ball there at the end. And, and we need to improve in that situation.
Hey, Josh, what specifically did you like, or what things did you thought improved Sunday night?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of little things, but, we played a game without turning the ball over, which we hadn't done against Baltimore in a while, and I thought that was, you know, it was an important factor in making sure that the, you know, the game stayed the way we wanted it to, in terms of, you know, being in the game, being close, having the lead, protecting the lead. We really made an emphasis of that, because they had, you know, historically they've always done a good job of taking the ball away, and so I thought that was important, that we come out of there with, you know, turnovers, and we did a good job there. I thought the guys executed our no huddle fairly well in an atmosphere that was, I would say, difficult, you know, in terms of communication. I thought we did a decent job of getting our calls in, and then they communicated, you know, the formation, the plays, the adjustment, all the things they needed to do after the snap together, and then worked well, once the ball was snapped to try to make those things successful. The two-minute drive at the end of the second quarter I thought was a positive for our team. We battled, and I thought the guys played hard. Certainly not perfect, and, you know, we all can do better, coaches and players, and I think that's going to be our focus going forward. But, you know, hopefully there were some things we can build on in that game.
Josh, a couple of sort of game plan related questions about Rob Gronkowski seemed like on Sunday night maybe he was kept in a little bit more as a pass protector than we're normally used to seeing. Was that, or A, was that the case? And also Tom this morning said that, you know, he's got to do a better job of finding Rob more often. Is that something that you can game plan going forward and make a point of, or does it just kind of have to happen during the game with what the defense is giving you?
Certainly Rob can do a lot of good things for our team. And, you know, so anytime that, you know, that he gets involved in the passing game, I think it's a positive thing for us. I mean, and at the same time, the position he plays, there are definitely occasions where we ask him to protect and do things in the pass protection game that give our you know, some of our other players an opportunity to get open on other schemes too. So Rob's always worn multiple hats in that regard, and you know, I think it just came out in the game the other night that, you know, there were, you know, ended up limited opportunities. It wasn't that he wasn't out in the pattern, and wasn't that Tom did a poor job of reading the defense and what have you. I think it's just a, you know, a factor of, you know, the ball came out quick sometimes and had some other people that were in situations to make plays based on what Baltimore did defensively to us. I would expect that, you know, our offense is going to continue to try to get the ball to the guys that are the defenses, you know, making us win one-on-one matchups and so on and so forth. And he's always going to be a big focus of what we're trying to do in the pass game. It just so happened the other night that ended up being a few other guys that had more chances.
How did you feel Keon Grant did stepping back in for you guys?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
How did you feel Deion Branch did in stepping back in for you guys?
Deion, you know, is interesting because Deion, during the course of the game, played multiple positions in the game, and I think his his ability to do that really was a plus for us the other night. I made a couple adjustments and plays, you know, at the line of scrimmage or right after the ball was snapped, that really helped our situation there. One of the 2-minute situation where they blitzed the weak corner, and Tom were on the same page. A few other adjustments that he made as well. So, you know, Deion embraced his role, you know, during last week's preparation, and was ready to go when we needed him to, and we needed him to helped us in multiple different ways, and he was up to the challenge the other night.
Josh, I just wanted to ask you about one play in the game, which obviously based on the result, people could say it wasn't a good one, and it was the Edelman loss of 13 yards on the direct snap to Danny. I'm just curious, when you looked over the play, I mean, is it the type of thing where the other guy just made a good play, and there was a... that play could have sprung big if one thing fell right, or was it more of a regret that the play was?
I don't ever. I mean, it's hard to. You can't regret calling those plays. I mean, when we practice things during the course of the year and the week, we practice them with the intent of, with all the right intentions that we feel like they have a chance to be successful. I mean, hopefully, we'd never put a play in the game plan that, you know, we felt going into the game that this had a very slim chance of helping our team win. And I think you practice those types of plays plenty before you actually go into a game and call one of them. It's a play that I know we've run multiple times around here before, and have had, you know, some good success with it. And at times, you know, whenever you call something like that, I think a defensive player makes a good play on that particular play. And, you know, you take the risk that could happen whenever you make one of those calls. You know, I mean, earlier in the game we ran a different style of a reverse, and it worked, you know, just fine. And I think that, you know, if there's a risk and a reward factor that go into schemes like that, and if you're going to be willing to call them, I think at times you got to be willing to live with, you know, the result when a defensive player makes a good play on it.
Josh, how encouraging was it to you to see Brandon and his performance in terms of the chemistry with Tom?
I thought Brandon played really hard and made some really critical plays for our team. And I think he and Tom worked pretty well together the other night. There was a lot of adjustments that the two of them made together, and a lot of critical throws and catches that the two of them made as well. So, I just think every week has a chance to be a better. Every week has a chance for our passing game to improve as a whole, and certainly those two have worked hard along with the rest of our skilled players to try to improve on our timing, our mechanics, the depths of our routes, with the ball placement on some of those throws, and hopefully we continue to see progress as we move forward during the course of the season. But it was very encouraging to see those two guys make a number of important plays the other night.
Your final question for Josh?
Josh, go ahead, Rich.
Josh, just your thoughts the other day on the red zone offense. I mean, you obviously got the three touchdowns out of there, but just on the other two, the two plays you came up on were series. Can you just kind of talk about, I guess I'm just wondering if you're concerned about that. You see positive signs, or just your thoughts about that game?
When you get in the red zone, you always want to score touchdowns, and that's our goal. We only go out there for one reason on offense, and that's to try to score 7 points every time we possess the ball. And, unfortunately, we had a couple of situations there where we didn't. I think we were close in both cases. We had the – I thought Reed made a great play on the post route to Julian. That was a bang-bang play, he's a great player that made a great play on that particular snap and prevented us from scoring by separating the ball. I think the other one was when we ended up with the ball at the two after the third down completion. And, I thought they made a couple good plays in that series. They pressured us down there on that particular series, if I'm not mistaken, and, forced us into a third and goal at the 7 or whatever it was. And, we had converted one of those kind of earlier in the 2-minute offense and then unfortunately didn't get it in on that last one. So, it's something that I think you just continue to work at. The red zone is always a tough place. Things happen faster down there. There's a mix of pressure and coverage that you have to be able to adjust to during the course of the play. And, we can improve in that area of the field as well.